The two men watched the steamer disappear and, walking arm in arm, returned to the station. They had been in this vast and dark country only a very short time, and always under the guidance of their superiors. Suddenly left unassisted to face the wilderness, they felt very lonely. They were two perfectly insignificant and incapable individuals, whose existence is only rendered possible through the high organization of civilized societies. Their emotions and principles, their confidence and thoughts, all belong not to the individual, but to the crowd, which believes blindly in the irresistible force of its institutions, morals, and opinions. But the contact with pure savagery, with primitive nature and man, brings sudden and profound trouble into the heart of the fool and the wise in a similar way.